This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen in the 2017 murders of eighth graders Abby Williams and Libby German. Before the verdict was read,
she gave a very stern warning before that no one was supposed to react. But even so, once that first verdict was read of guilty, there was an audible reaction from Libby and Abby's family. Someone said the word yes. And that really was the only reaction we got. Even Allen himself just stared stoically ahead and gave no reaction at all to any of the verdicts.
ABC's Janelle Klein in Delphi, Indiana. President-elect Trump on Monday named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Monday took arguments in a lawsuit over the state's 175-year-old abortion ban. A conservative county prosecutor struggled to persuade the high court to reactivate the ban, drawing a tongue-lashing from two of the court's liberal justices. A ruling is not expected for weeks. This is ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Choi with your Work Money Minute. A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears an abortion case today. Abortion access in Wisconsin was blocked for more than a year following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Last September, in a case brought by Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, challenging the state's 1849 law, which had been interpreted as a ban, a Dane County judge ruled the law did not broadly apply to abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky, a Republican, asked the state Supreme Court in February to overturn the ruling. Black students at UW-Madison are among many nationwide to receive racist text messages. The texts can vary. Some use the N-word, but all make references to slave catchers and picking cotton. The senders also address the recipients by name. UW-Madison police say state and federal agencies, including the FBI and the FCC, are investigating, and that any students receiving such a text message can fill out a harassment, discrimination, and bias report. It's not just black adults getting such texts. Children are targeted as well, including a 12-year-old girl in Milwaukee, prompting her family to...
Jack Del Rio out at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio is out of the Wisconsin Badgers football program after being charged with drunk driving late last Thursday night. The 61-year-old Del Rio was driving in the Madison area after midnight when he struck a road sign and drove through a residential fence. Del Rio, who was a head coach for the Jaguars and Raiders, has been serving as a senior advisor to Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Obviously, I've been in communication on Friday with our administration. Had some communication, obviously, with Jack, have sat down with him, and he'll be releasing a statement here, and he's going to resign and move on.
The Badgers host number one ranked Oregon Saturday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine and again cooler tomorrow, highs near 50. Rain returns for Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s. But back into sunshine for Thursday and Friday, highs near 50 Thursday, mid-50s Friday.
It's 42 right now.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Overtime with Maggie Dawn, we will preview the Trump administration cabinet picks, plus the takeaways from the 2024 election with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who binge-watches TV for a living but doesn't get paid, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number 2 of Nightlight here on a Monday night, trying to make it feel like a Thursday, doing our best, folks. Whenever I hear Doc Rivers talk, I just think what a horrible singer he must be. He's got that voice. If he has a medical condition, I feel bad, but it's just awful.
But you don't care? You're still going to say that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's a fact. if he's sick, I hope he gets better. But yeah, still probably a bad singer. Good coach, though. John Gordy from the
W. Is he, though?
Who do you think you're talking to here? Conrad? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, they're not doing very well right now.
Do I look like Mike Clemens?
Just when you kind of look into the light a little bit, that light bounces off your eyes and like, here's Mike.
I'll take that. I wish I had his pipes. That is the voice of Todd Michaels sitting in for the K-Man tonight. Conrad will be back tomorrow night. Great to be working with Todd. And hey, send your text in, folks. We're reading in just a bit when we let Johnny go here. We're going to read some text. What is your favorite metal song or heavy metal band? We had some great ones. We got some texts waiting. I will read those soon. And John and Gordy will be here at 7:20 from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison. Great guys. Can't wait to talk to them. But right now, we have a few more minutes with our current guest, Johnny Beaner. He is a Madison-based stand-up comic, very funny guy. And one of my favorite bits of trivia about you, John, is the fact that you were the last new comic on The Late Show with David Letterman. That's got to make you feel good.
That's my favorite credit that I have. It's pretty special.
It is. How is that compared to getting a Dry Bar special? Because when you get your own special, and maybe you've done other ones, but that's a big deal too, right? I mean, that's like all you for what, a half hour, 40 minutes?
Yeah, and the Dry Bar ones have changed. Because I got in the early, you know, when they started and it was like 45 minutes, the specials were like 45 minutes, and then they switched them down to like 20 minutes. And then I've heard they've got them long again, but I was in one of the longer special. So that was, you know, it was super exciting. I mean, obviously, you know, and when I did it, Dry Bar was new, so we didn't know how big it was.
Yeah.
To answer your question, David Letterman was more exciting.
when Letterman left, right? His last night, I bawled like a child for 2 days. Not only because, you know, I was a fan, but I watched that from the beginning, like back in 82, 83 when he was doing his morning show and stuff. So the fact that, Johnny, you had a chance to be there on that stage in the Ed Sullivan Theater, like, how cool is that?
Oh, I mean, the coolest ever. It's just so cool. And so many comics have told me, you got to soak it in because it flies by. And I really did. So I really vividly remember, you know, everything about being there. It was great.
I know you're like already a very schooled comedian when you did it, John, but like, were you, I'm sure you were nervous, but did your excitement outweigh the nerves? I mean, going into that, that's got to be, you know, I don't know.
I've never been more nervous. I was, but that was, I knew that was going to happen, you know, so I made sure that I was more prepared for that than anything, because the worst thing that could happen is you draw a blank or just be like, oh, wait, I'm just not in the moment and I forgot what's next. And so I made sure that I was more prepared for that set than any set I'd ever been. And I was more nervous than ever. But then also when it was over and it was done, I never felt more just relaxed and excited and just like such a great feeling knowing, okay, I did it. And, you know.
And it went well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, I can't imagine. I'm surprised that doesn't happen more. The comics just don't totally lose their place. I mean, not that you're not prepared, but just that you completely blank. And then like, what are you supposed to do? Sing a song or do some soft shoe? I mean, that would be horrible.
I know. I'd heard all those horror stories about getting bumped, you know, like these big famous people now that are like, oh yeah, it was my third time because I got bumped twice. So I was nervous about that. I was nervous about how it would go. And then it went well. And afterwards, and the only thing I was nervous about afterwards, because I taped it on a Thursday, they do two shows on a Thursday, and it was going to air on Friday. And I started out my set because they're like, oh, you can, you know, open up however you want. And I was like, oh my gosh, today, you know, what a great day. Today's just such a great day or something like that. And I was like, oh God, please don't have like a terrorist attack or something happen Friday morning. The only way that could not go well.
But for the purposes of people not getting hurt too, not just.
Well, that your... too. I mean, yeah, sure, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's so cool. That's one of my favorite. When I first heard that about you, there's another great Wisconsin comic too called Jeff Cesario. I'm sure you've heard of Jeff. He was on the show several months ago, and he said his character. I think he was a writer for a while on the Larry Sanders Show, and he said he was a running joke that his character. They wrote it in that he always got bumped, so Larry would say, "I'm sorry to Jeff Cesario, we'll reschedule him." I think that's kind of cool too, even though it's a totally different thing. I figured out another actor I really like who is a stand-up who I think is a phenomenal actor, and he might be the best out of all of these, is Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Okay, yes.
Yeah, he was a pure stand-up comic. He used to work, all jokes aside, in Chicago on the South Side, which was an all-black club at the time, in the early 90s. And the guy's won, you know, like, I loved him in Collateral, but he won an Oscar for Ray. And maybe one for Django Unchained. I don't know, but he's probably maybe the top one just on accolades alone.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have a favorite comedy concert movie? Like Richard Pryor or Jim Carrey or?
You know, I mean, I don't know. Concert movie. I guess I would have to say, Delirious.
Eddie Murphy.
I don't think you can put that out today, but I mean that one was just so funny.
You can say it, but if people go actually watch it, they might think less of you.
Right, exactly. I mean, if you're if you're talking just specials, I would say Brian Regan's "I Walked on the Moon."
That my all-time favorite. That is such a great. The whole thing, top to bottom, is flawless. It's a thing of beauty.
Great material. I love that it's taped in a club, you know?
Yeah.
It's just great.
That thing about him dropping his friend off at the emergency room and lamenting that they don't have valet parking. He goes, of all the places you need valet parking, you want to go in with your friend. You don't want to just drop him off and go, tell him you're shot. He is the best. I would probably agree with you on that, actually. But I like Woody Allen movies and Albert Brooks. Like, I like those kind of neurotic, character-driven movies as opposed to the big outrageous stuff. And I don't know if you're supposed to say you like Woody Allen anymore either, because he's got kind of a – where are you at on that, Todd? Is it okay?
I mean, I guess we all have something in our past, right? We do.
Sure.
Pete, I know a little bit about you, so I know you've got some stuff in your background. But if you're good, right, we got to celebrate that a little bit.
Okay.
So
I've got some hot skeletons in my closet.
You're telling me.
After the election, I think anything goes. There's nothing in your past that isn't acceptable now. All right. Hey, John, before we let you get out of here, are you watching anything you could recommend for binge-watching purposes, anything you're really digging at the moment?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just going to go with Severance. It's not new. They're going to come out. I think in January they're coming out with season two, but that was really entertaining. That's what's jumping into my mind.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen like ads for it and everybody seems to really like it. And I love finding a show where you have so many episodes ahead of you to watch. Mm-hmm. But I have not, I thought there was, aren't there a lot of episodes or seasons of that available?
No, they're coming out with the second season. I don't even remember. I think the first one, I don't know if it's 10 episodes, but it's just such an interesting concept and it's really keeps you interested. And I'm curious where they're going to go with season two.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Good to know.
I want to watch The Penguin. I've heard great things about The Penguin. It's supposed to be the best TV, but I promised my wife I wouldn't watch it without her. And we just, our schedules are not aligning, but it's nice because now we'll have, you know, like you said, a lot of episodes. We don't have to wait week to week as it goes by.
Listen, I mean, if she's making you eat that bread, just watch the show.
That's payback.
That's right.
You can Netflix cheat. That's great. Yeah, I saw the first episode of The Penguin and I liked it, but I don't know why I haven't gone back to it. I have been watching Slow Horses. I highly recommend that. I've had like four or five critics on this show just say, you have to check this show out. So I finally did. And it's really good if you're looking for like a thriller.
I mean, you pushed me over the edge because I've heard a lot of people and I'm like, I don't know what it is. Doesn't look intriguing. But I love Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
I think it's just because I don't know what it's about. I haven't really seen ads, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah, it's worth it. We'll reconnect after you check it out. I've got about 48 seasons of Survivor I need to catch up on, so I'm going to be a little busy the next few days.
Last of Us. Did you watch Last of Us? That I can't recommend enough. It's a tough get through, but...
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it a lot. Is the second season out yet now, or are you still talking about the first?
No, I think it'll come out later in 2025.
How do you compare? Were you a Walking Dead fan?
I watched a lot of The Walking Dead. I think I was kind of pot committed to that. I watched the first season. I was like, I'll watch the next one. I just kept being like, well, I'm already invested. And then eventually I fell off. And that was good, but I liked Last of Us more.
Yeah, it's cool. Pedro Pascal is always fun to watch. That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you for the recommendations. John, this was fun. Always fun to have you on the show, buddy. Keep up the great work.
Sounds good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. All right. That's comedian Johnny Beaner. Check him out. All of his socials are at Johnny Comic. He makes it easy for you, so you can't afford not to check him out. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have John and Gordy from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison that you can catch right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd, do we have time to catch up on some texts?
Sure, go ahead.
We're okay, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Our question is, what is your favorite heavy metal song or band? It is National Heavy Metal Day today. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, Manowar, Brothers of Metal. And then he bails immediately and says, just kidding. It's so corny, but it's a guilty pleasure. I don't know that. Do you?
I don't, no.
Yeah. I kind of want to check it out now. And then he sent a really cool, looks like an album cover. But anyway, all right, Manowar. That's one. It's almost more fun to listen to bad stuff.
Sometimes, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. Tom from New Berlin says, Steve Martin was a vaudeville. Martin Short with him. Okay. That's a great show, too. Tom also says, Heaven and Hell by the Dio.
Is that by Dio.
Ronnie James Dio, right?
Yeah, something like that. I
think so. I kind of remember that, too. Bridget, Anything by Heart, she says, Barracuda. Yes, in all caps, baby. She says, loved, I got to play that now. Oh, maybe I said that about her.
I sent that to her.
Oh, you did?
I texted her and said, I got to play that now.
Oh, I'm reading your text to Bridget. Okay, all right. So, and then Tom finally says, with you on Jamie Foxx. Thank you, Tom. Yes. Tom's always a good wingman. All right, John and Gordy, coming up next. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Nothing gives me a warmer feeling than, well, a lot of things give me a warmer feeling, but when a texter addresses another texter, Tom from New Berlin says, awesome, heart, obviously a heart fan, and Bridget from the 818 says, thank you, Tom. Bridget got into it with Chris Casper one night. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
And not that it's a big deal, but it's Todd.
What do you mean?
I think wasn't Bridget, that's because I played her song. I think she thought my name
Todd,
was Tom.
Oh, yeah. Todd, yeah. Yeah, because she wouldn't see Tom's text,
it's okay.
Would she?
No, she wouldn't. Also, listen, the morning show that I produce, Mino and the Mayor, they've called me Tom before. And not on purpose, like as a joke.
I'm sorry to hear that, Scott. All right. We are rolling along, trying to make a Monday night feel like a Thursday. Todd's a little under the weather, but he's filling in for the K-Man. Conrad will be back tomorrow night and sitting in that chair. So make sure you cough all over it, Todd, and all over the board.
I'll be here tomorrow morning, so I'll add layers to it, okay?
He won't be able to avoid it. It is my pleasure now to welcome to Nightlight two of my favorite radio people. Forget that. Two of my favorite people. John and Gordy is how you know them. I know them as John Peterson and Gordy Young because we're friends. But they host the WMDX morning show in Madison here on the Civic Media Network. And they join me now on Nightlight. Guys, how are you?
Doing all right, Pete. How are you doing this evening?
Doing very well. Are you guys up past your bedtime? That is my question.
Well, you know, usually I stay up till about 10:30, 11 o'clock. But I get a nap in early afternoon. That's the secret. I go home, I have a little lunch, I nap out for about half hour, 45 minutes. I don't know what John does. John's with us, but he's checking his microphone right now. So we'll be along hopefully in a couple of minutes.
Well, we'll wait. We're not going anywhere. Yeah. What do you have for lunch after, let's say, a great show, like a nice bologna sandwich or some...
Well, today, Pete, I had a ham and turkey sandwich with a little bit of cheese on it, on some whole wheat bread, and some chips.
People are probably thinking I'm just trying to fill time till we get John, but I'm not. I'm truly was curious about what you had for lunch today, Gordy.
Do you remember a hee-haw?
Oh, I remember. Sure, right?
And they'd say, hey, Grandpa, what's for dinner? And he would sit there wiping the fake glass.
That's right. Yeah, that was great stuff. By the way, Johnny Beaner. The guy you had on, comedian, I worked with him. I was not a stand-up comedian by any stretch, but at the Palace Theater a few years ago, I was working there as a manager, as a weekend manager, and we set up this comedy series during the winter time, just to have something to do. And Johnny Beaner was there with some other comics that we had, Patty Vasquez, who I think you know,
yeah.
Bill Zaney.
Bob Zaney.
Bob Zaney. Unbelievable.
We have John now?
Hey, yep. Thanks for filling in, Gordy.
I think, John, you've got some echo going on your microphone there.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah. See if you got your echo control under control. Anyway,
go to the knob that says. Favorite... Go ahead,
John.
You there, John? You there,
all right. John? Is that? I think does that work?
That's working. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, we're hearing. I'm hearing echo.
Okay. Oh, how about this?
You sound great, you sound John. Great, John. All
right. Thank you.
Are you hearing echo from my microphone?
Yeah. I think, John, it's from yours. I'm just going to mute him for just a second.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Anyway.
Yes.
Now, you were talking about heavy metal songs. I've got my favorite.
Oh, lay it on me.
But, okay. Heavy metal bands. Does Led Zeppelin qualify
as
heavy metal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Communication Breakdown would be my favorite.
Great one. Song.
Yeah. Love
and
that song.
They're all over like the lists I looked at earlier today. Led Zeppelin is all over them. So that's considered one of the best heavy metal bands of all time. Is that your music?
Really, I grew up on Beatles, but then Zeppelin, and you know, I hated AC/DC when they first came out. I hated it. Couldn't listen to it. And then over the years, I really started liking AC/DC, which is just weird, I think. But I enjoy their stuff too.
Do you think sometimes it has to do with the time in your life? I mean, because there are bands like that I never cared for when they were their first go around, but they either make me think of certain times and all of a sudden I love the music.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think you connect with whatever you're going through in your life or who you were with or where you were living and what you were doing. And that's the musical connection.
Debbie Boone comes to mind.
Debbie Boone. Where is she now?
I don't know. Pat Boone is gone. He left us a while ago.
Did he?
I think, yeah.
He's achieved room temperature and that was it. Huh? Yeah.
Right.
Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life, right? Is that a big hit?
Yeah. Look at Todd. God.
Let's
oh, my God. I love it.
Now, this takes me back to 1978 when I was working at my first radio station, WNNO in Wisconsin Dells, and we played the hell out of this song. And I hate it. I just wanted to die every time we played it. I was like, oh, God.
I had my first clock radio. This was popular, as was Fox on the Run. Remember that song?
I think so.
These two songs were the only ones, and they played it over and over on WLS in Chicago.
But wasn't it great back then? Because you could have, you know, one right next to the other on the radio station, right?
Right. It was
Carpenters,
genre.
And then AC/DC.
Alabama, Oak Ridge Boys, absolutely. Hey, Gordy.
I went down to WLS one time when they were in the Stone Container Building downtown Chicago. I don't know if this is when Larry Lujack was there. And I went in there and I knew somebody that worked on the FM side. Brian Kelly was his name, different Brian Kelly than probably the one, you know, but in any case, he got us in to WLS and Larry Lujack was on the air. And I just remember he was in the studio and he had all these cart decks. He had all the cart machines and everything all the way around. And all you could see were his eyes out of the window.
Oh my gosh.
He was just such a presence and so sarcastic and so kind of, you know.
He was my childhood radio guy. Yeah, he was the guy.
Same here.
Animal Stories and all the.
Animal Stories.
They had that great jingle, Larry Lujack. Oh, this is crazy.
Have you ever read his book, Super Jock?
No,
Super Jock is a great book. You should find that online. Here we go. It's Communication Breakdown.
Let's pick it
up
there.
Led Zeppelin, 92.7.
Doing his best, Larry Lujack. That's Gordy Young. We'll be back, hopefully, with John as well, joining Gordy after Civic Media's award-winning news. Stay tuned, folks. More Nightlight coming your way. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Riverdale one-act play has advanced to the State Theater Festival. On Saturday, the cast and crew of the Riverdale one-act play, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, earned the right to advance to the state competition to be held in 2 weeks at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus. The performance time has not yet been announced. Vernon County, in partnership with UW-Madison Extension, has launched a housing study aimed at addressing the current and future housing needs of Vernon County. A crucial first step is the release of a housing survey, which is underway. This study will play a vital role in shaping future plans for Vernon County to help understand the barriers to housing development and identify the needs and preferences of residents. The data collected will not only guide future housing decisions, but also provide valuable insights for developers and municipalities to create a more responsive and effective housing strategy. By participating in the survey, residents will have the opportunity to share their experiences, concerns, and suggestions regarding housing in Vernon County. This inclusive approach ensures the voices of all community members are heard and considered throughout this process. Community input is invaluable, and all community members are encouraged to not only participate, but to share the survey with neighbors, friends, and family to help ensure that all community members' needs are represented. The survey will run from now through December 8th, and the survey can be found online. Complete the survey online at your convenience. Estimated time to complete the survey is 10 minutes. Paper copies will be available by November 15th at local libraries and municipal clerk's offices in Vernon County, as well as the UW-Madison Extension office in Viroqua. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine and again cooler tomorrow, highs near 50. Rain returns for Wednesday, highs in the upper 40s. But back into sunshine for Thursday and Friday, highs near 50 Thursday, mid-50s Friday. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game and honestly try to do it before every practice. Challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 11:06. The woman is a fountain of positivity. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
So that's the real one. That is not the Linda Carter inspired.
Correct. That's the real one.
That's the Kiss I know.
Oh, Linda Carter, though, in that video.
That's the Kiss I like better.
With the feather boas and stuff?
It's when Kiss had the feather boas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very...
Really? You like that, huh?
Well, I like her.
Yeah. So you don't care what's going on with Kiss. It's Linda Carter.
She could sing You Light Up My Life, Rock and Roll All Night, Time to Say Goodbye. It wouldn't matter. She's stunning.
I have to agree with you on that.
We dated for a while. It was the late 70s.
Really?
It was a crazy time. I was 12. It just didn't work out.
Did she use the lasso on you at all?
Lasso? No, yeah, but I would let her.
Yeah, I know you would.
Conrad would never take this to a rated R show. I don't know what's going on with Todd there on the other side of the glass, but hey, this is exciting. We have John and Gordy from the WNBX Morning Show. John and Gordy here on Nightlight tonight, and we got John's issues figured out. John, you're there, right?
I think we have those issues figured out.
All right. I thought this was funny because I saw John in the parking lot the other day at Civic Media in Madison, and we talked for a few minutes. And I said, yeah, come on the show. And then he said, all right, Gordy will be joining me. And I thought this would be a great way to play a joke, like act like you have technical issues and sucker Gordy into staying up a little later.
It worked.
Yeah.
Now I know you're for real. It's great to have you and great to have both of you here. So you guys helped me out big time. I did my first remote ever from the Minocqua Brewing Company in Madison on East Wash, and you guys were lovely enough to sit there with me, crammed in the corner, sharing a mic, and helping me pass the time. That was a really cramped atmosphere, and so I still cannot thank you enough for that.
I would think that's more traumatic than anything.
Yeah.
I was traumatized. I mean, every time I said something like three or four sentences in a row, somebody would say, no one's hearing you. You know, you're off mic. No one can hear you.
Yeah, we were sharing one mic between the three of us. I don't know. We had a headphone mic turned around. I mean, it was a very weird kind of a last minute setup.
And the headphones around.
Some of it was working and some of it wasn't, and we had a PA that was not connecting. I don't know.
Oh, you guys were odd.
Troopers. It was fun.
It was memorable. We all decided to do the show topless. I don't understand why we did that, but it worked.
Yeah.
So
good time.
I think it was the pole dance at the end that really helped.
Yeah. And plenty of good beer, you know.
Oh, there sure was. Absolutely. Yeah. So this is so fun having you guys here. I was on your show a few months ago when I was in Madison. So, this is fun. And do you guys have something you like to talk about together, more than anything else on your show, whether it's politics or entertainment or sports or whatever? Is there something that gets both you guys kind of riled up?
No,
no. Next question.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
We talk politics.
What do we all? There's one thing we always argue about, and that's Eric Clapton. That's one sore point.
Okay, that's a sore point. Billy Joel is the second sore point.
Billy Joel.
Who likes who?
Dispute about.
I hate Billy Joel more than anything. I hate Eric Clapton as much as that. You know, they're both overrated, and they both should just disappear and go away. That's my opinion.
You know.
I like both of them, and Billy Joel and Sting are going to be in concert in Milwaukee in April. So
wow.
I think I'm going to be there. Yeah.
Why? If you're Sting, I mean, they both have plenty of material to do their own show. Maybe it
who's the headliner?
Lightens the load. Yeah, know. That. But Sting, I would. Oh, man, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Are you guys going? Do you guys do everything together?
I hate Sting.
we do nothing but the radio show together. We do when it's, you know, we come in, we say hello. Yeah. We say hello in the morning. We say, you know, when the show's over, it's like, okay, I guess we got to have a meeting for 20 minutes and then we leave.
So John hates everybody.
Get called into the corner office after every show and
reprimanded.
Read the riot act and then we leave.
For my attempts to say the S word, you know, I'm on this thing where I want radio to start broadcasting the S word more often all day long, not just in the late night hours.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we are accepting the S word now in everything. Bull S, right? Everything.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But we should be able to say it. No one cares. What obscenity is S anyway? It doesn't exist.
You're talking about
You hear it on CNN now.
Yeah,
it's on CNN all the time. They let guests say it. They just won't say it themselves. And that's their thing. but we can say it. We should be able to say it.
That's the thing, too. Like, on TV, they drop F-bombs on FX shows. And so why are we all, you know, I mean, and sometimes I'll have a guest slip up. And I'll get a look from Conrad, or I'll look at him like, oh, my gosh. But it's like no one is driving off the road when they hear that, right?
Right.
Right. And you've got do you have the dump button? Because we can start swearing like sailors now. And
actually, we haven't been lined up with that yet. So please don't, guys. Oh, really?
Well, I thought we just explained it so we could get away with it.
Just all I'm saying is there are a lot of other S words you can say, John. You don't have to go right to the. Okay. John, we were talking about it's National Heavy Metal Day, and Gordy weighed in. Have a favorite heavy metal? I know you hate everybody so far that we've mentioned, but do you have a favorite heavy metal song or band?
I got to say that I really don't, but I love some of the heavy metal that I've actually accidentally run into and listened to. So, no, I don't know any heavy metal bands.
Oh, wow. That surprises me.
But ask him about the movies and ask him about Comic-Con.
Yeah, Comic-Con.
Then you've hit gold.
Hey, I know, Pete, that you don't follow the superhero cinema at all. You know,
a little. DC's, I'm trying to be better.
I know that Con does, right?
Yeah.
He's into it.
Sure.
All right. So we love that. And that's we play off of that on the show every once in a while. You know, we're a political show. We're the only political morning show in civic media, I believe.
Okay.
So, you know, we get some credit there.
Absolutely. Well done.
All of the, well, yeah. I mean, you know, it works.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, we tried so hard in this last election to get everything done the right way. And I think we did such an exceptional job without the results we were looking for, obviously.
Right. So let me ask you this. You guys are movie fans. This isn't a superhero movie, but Wicked is opening in less than 2 weeks now. Reviewing off the charts. I don't know if you guys heard about this. Mattel put their merch out and they have Wicked characters.
We didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
We heard about it. Yeah.
They meant to put wickedmovie.com. Instead, they put wicked.com, which is an adult film site.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
And they do great work, but it's not the place to have, you know what I'm saying, right?
And Pete hasn't been off his Pete hasn't been off his Mac since. So
I did extensive research.
Did they put
research.
That on a specific toy that you can still go out and get? Because that's going to be worth a lot of money, right?
I would think so. And it got my mind going. Why not have like little porno action figures, you know, and put that could be kind of a cool thing, don't you think?
Could be something.
Got awful quiet.
Something.
Yeah. Do you have a cricket sound effect over there, Todd? So you guys heard about that. Is that the kind of thing you discuss on the morning show on WMDX?
We do, yes. Okay. We get into it deeply. I mean, I could have actually said, you know, these are great trailers and previews. Go to their .com. Right. Wicked.com.
So John,
we get into all kinds of things. You know what we try to do is do stuff that's really current. Like when we come in the morning, we start watching CNN and MSNBC, and if there's anything that happened overnight, we try to hit that, especially if it's a weird story, like the story of 40 monkeys escaping from some research facility in North Carolina. That happened yesterday, I think.
Oh,
and
gosh,
there's still 18 of them on the loose. You know, just oddball stories.
And they had postmarked ballots, too. I mean, they could have voted.
Yes, they could have voted.
I'm trying to get one of them on the show, but they don't know anything about show business, so take a hike, pal. Yeah.
Look, the thing that I'm most entertained by, when I listen to you on the way into work, I listen to your recast in the morning. But
thank you.
I love the accents. There's so many northern Wisconsin accents of your guests. There's nothing like it. You can't hear that anyplace else.
No.
Well, and there's another thing. Now, John, you were having a couple of technical difficulties before we started, before you came on here. But you may not know, Todd Michaels is producing tonight. And Todd is the guy that's the ghost hunter, right?
Yes.
Todd is a ghost guy.
Wait,
and we want to get you on the show, on our show, to talk about that.
Oh, he's great.
Anytime, you guys. I met John and Gordy a couple of months ago when we were at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. I wanted to be Gordy, okay, because of the voice and the smoothness, and I and John is my spirit animal. I want to hate everything in life, you know.
Great description.
He just said he wants to be you guys, and he hates everything in life. Do you still want to have him on your show?
Of course,
I hate everything. But the whole thing here is, you know, I've had so many experiences myself, you know, with spirits and ghosts. I even saw an apparition once.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, we could always get into that. I could tell that story.
You could, why don't you, you were a kid, right?
Yeah, I was a little kid. I was watching, I was at a farmhouse in Janesville. I mean, this house looked really old. It was very, very old. And I was crawling around on the floor, and on the TV was a science fiction movie I was watching, Invaders from Mars. And I was crawling around, and all of a sudden they have a parlor in the front of the house, and those doors were always locked. It was a double door. But this time one of the doors was open. So I thought, well, I'm definitely going in there. So I went in that room, and as I was crawling around, I this piece of cloth was hanging down, and I was pulling on it to see what would happen. And I looked up, and there was this old man looking down at me. Yeah.
How old were you when this happened?
And I ran out of the room screaming. I don't know, maybe 5, 7, 8, something like that. And I went and told my mom, and she was with the owner of the house. And they said that that sounded just like, I described him, sounded just like their passed away grandfather. He just passed away.
What? So, whose house was it? It was an old farmhouse, but was it?
It was an old farmhouse. They lived in it. Everybody, you know, it was a nice visit. We went there and worked on the farm as we always did each and every summer to bale hay. And the owners were there. And, you know, I just happened to scream and yell as they were sitting in the kitchen.
Yikes.
And I told my story, and they said, gee, that sounds just like your grandfather just passed away. And it just
he was a real kidder.
And my mom never said that they were just saying that to appease me, you know?
So, oh my gosh. Todd, since Todd has been taught, Todd's been on my show as a guest a lot talking about ghosts and ghost hunting and the paranormal. And I got into it a little too much one night, and I went home, and my wife was out of town that night, and I'm got the house to myself. And that's when it sinks in and you're like, oh dear, I really don't want to have one of those experiences. Because I don't think I could live there anymore. So many people, Todd, have been on the show, and they're like, oh, yeah, I saw an apparition. I brought something home with me. One guy said he sat up in bed and looked over, and there was a ghost. How do you still live in that same house?
That's true. It's around us all the time. I remember John telling me that story several months ago, because I remember thinking, I've never seen an apparition like that.
Yeah.
So I can imagine what that was like. How old were you, John, when that happened?
I had to be around 7 or 8, something like that.
Yep, still a child. Yeah. Yep.
I don't think.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen, Todd?
Or
experienced?
One of the weirdest things that I experienced was hearing a conversation right in front of my face, and there was nobody standing there, but there were two people talking.
That
freaked me out. And then at the National Railroad Museum up here in Green Bay.
Oh, that's a great one.
Literally saw a shadow figure peeking out behind the pillars in the building, and then we actually caught it running onto the huge locomotive train that's there.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I did need to clean out my underwear.
You have me on. You caught me on that one. Okay. I give up.
You guys have him on. I'm telling you, he has got one more story. Can we pick up with that, John? Can you hold on to that? We'll open with that. John and Gordy are here from the WMDX Morning Show in Madison. You can catch it every morning here on the Civic Media Radio Network. They're hanging out with us at night here at Nightlight. And we've got a few more minutes with those with these guys when we come back. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wanna guide you in, but not me. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
News from the Center, WRCE.
The titties and the dunder cheek.
So, someone you guys might know, Catherine texted in from the 773 and says, tech geniuses. Listening and watching YouTube with three hearts. That's from Catherine. John and Gordy from the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, WMDX. Madison's awesome morning show that you can catch here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Guys are helping me close down the show here. John, you were about to talk about another paranormal experience you had.
Yes,
please.
Yes. We can't sleep without a white noise box.
Oh, yeah,
and
same.
On that box, it has just a whole bunch of different frequencies of white noise. And we had it tuned into one specific frequency, which we just haven't been able to exactly find again. But as we were listening to it, we could hear people in a party talking. And it was just the greatest. You could hear what they were saying. And it was scary, but it was also kind of fun. Being in a party in bed, sleeping, you know.
Todd, that's a thing, right? Well, frequencies.
There's a theory that white noise allows the voices to come through easier. They're able to use that energy from the white noise to actually produce words and sentences and conversations.
Whenever I turn my white noise machine on, I just hear red rum over and over. It's very soothing right before I go to sleep.
It's not good. Can't be a good thing.
No, it's not good at all. Do you guys have a fun guest coming up this week? Who's coming up on your show this week, or what can we look forward to?
Tomorrow on the show, I believe we have Judy Davidson. Have I got that right, John? Davidoff. Judy Davidoff. She's from
Isthmus newspaper. Yep.
Okay.
Isthmus, which is a local Madison newspaper that comes out once a month now. And she's a great guest, and they have a special issue this month on nonprofits. We have a bunch of regular guests. We have Rocker in the studio every Friday morning to give the Max Inc. preview for the
weekend. We also have Mike McCabe, who used to be a part leader of and developer of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. So
he's an excellent.
We've got some really good guests.
It's such a fun show. You guys are so much fun to listen to. Was it weird getting back together after all those years? Like, you guys did radio, you took a long hiatus, and now you're back. How long did it take you guys to get back kind of in the groove?
We're just about there. it's been a year.
I was going to say day one at work.
Well, see, Yeah, we have different opinions about that.
Yeah.
But we'd not worked together for 29 years.
Yeah.
Although we kept in touch over the years, not every year. You know, it wasn't like we sent Christmas cards or anything like that. But, you know, we weren't
that close, but we did talk every once in a while. We were not as distant as I am with my first cousin.
Well, I moved to Indiana for 20 years, so then John stayed in Madison that whole time. But so we kind of lost touch during that time, but we still call each other occasionally or just say, you know, how you doing, whatever. And then I moved back to Wisconsin 9 years ago, and we started seeing each other every once in a while. We'd go out and have a beer, you know, every 6 months or so. We were like, should we do a podcast? Should we do something? Should we try to do anything? We were like, well, we can't work in radio anymore. Nobody knows us, remembers us. And that was, that was about 8 or 9 years ago. And then we kind of kept in touch. And then Civic Media happened a couple of years ago. And that kind of got on both of our radars. And then Catherine Lake became program director a little more than a year ago.
Yeah.
And we
always actually be listening to us, and she's constantly supervising.
we had actually helped her start her career
when
we were together, you know, 30 years ago.
Yeah, we helped.
We simulcast a show. She was on WORT in WORT in Madison doing the morning show. And we were doing the morning show on WMAD. And we thought, who is this person that's doing this live show from a diner? And let's get her on the air. So we did we called her up while she was on the air. And then we met her a couple of times. And then we got fired from MAD. And then she took our job on the morning show.
Full circle.
We got fired from. Full circle. And then we lost touch, you know, for many, many years. But
and now she's making fun of your tech abilities. So it's everybody. You guys, this was so fun. Sorry about the tech issues, John, but I'm glad we got them worked out. Thanks so much for being on the show, and keep up the great work on the show at WMDX. It's a great show. Thanks so much.
Well, we want to have you on our show again.
Yeah,
I would love to. Anytime.
And Todd, too.
You bet. Yeah.
We're a package deal now, so there's no way around that. Okay. All right.
That sounds good.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great night.
All right,
Pete. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Pete.
Very welcome. John Peterson and Gordy Young. Check them out on the morning, every morning on WMDX here on the Civic Media Radio Network. So we've got Todd. How are we doing with our texts? We have a couple more to read here, I think.
I think so.
Bridget corrected herself. She said, sorry, Todd. So she did get it right.
That's right, Bridget. Get it right.
Steady Eddie says, Pete, Doc Rivers might be a great singer. Think of an extra raspy Rod Stewart, or even better, Louis Armstrong. Love me some Louis Armstrong. I'll pay you $1 if you play a little Hello Dolly sung by Satchmo. Oh, sorry, we're seeing this now. We'll figure that out, Steady Eddie. Maybe tomorrow. Singing star could be Doc Rivers' true calling. Bucks are 2-6. Steady Eddie. I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not good. Maybe he should sing. Tom from New Berlin says, stop the LSD.
I think that was the echoes that we had going on. I think he was having flashbacks to.
Steady Eddie weighing in again, this time probably as Steadfast Edward. Pete, you have greatly exaggerated the death of Pat Boone. He is 90 years young, and he once made a heavy metal album, No More Mr. Nice Guy. Steadfast Edward. Tom from New Berlin says, that's looking for sporting goods type index. I don't know. Catherine says, why don't we see Todd? Oh, I don't know, Catherine. We're having tech issues, Catherine, but I'm glad you listen. I always love when Catherine listens. Hey, thank you to everybody. Thanks to John and Gordy. Thanks to Johnny Beaner. Todd, thank you for riding shotgun.
You got it.
Always so much fun. Thank you for all your texts. We will be back tomorrow night. Hopefully the K-Man will be back, and we'll do it all over again.
He better be.
Yeah. This has been a fun Thursday night. I hope you've enjoyed it, even though it's Monday. Good night, Wisconsin. I feel the room sway, but the band playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas, darling. This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh. Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Lena Bloom for The Bail Project. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out.
just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.